When launching a new project, how you begin often dictates its overall success. The kickoff meeting plays a crucial role in this initial phase. It brings together the team, stakeholders, and other key players to align on goals and expectations. A strong kickoff ensures clarity and direction, while a weak one can lead to misalignment, confusion, and delays from the very start. It sets the tone for collaboration and establishes a shared vision. A successful meeting ensures everyone is on the same page, understands their roles, and is clear on the project goals. But how do you conduct a kickoff meeting that leaves everyone energized and ready to take action? In this guide, we'll walk you through the essential steps to crush your project kickoff meeting and lay the groundwork for a successful project ahead. What is project kickoff meeting? Think of a kickoff meeting as the official launch of your project. It's the moment you bring together your project team, key stakeholders, and anyone else involved to align everyone on the critical aspects such as goals, timelines, roles, and overall expectations. A project kickoff happens after your project plan is finalized but before you actually begin executing the tasks, giving everyone the opportunity to understand the why, how, and what behind the work. This meeting is essential for setting a shared understanding among all team members and stakeholders. It ensures that everyone is clear about the project's objectives, the timeline, their specific roles, and any potential challenges that may arise. By outlining the roadmap from the start, you create a solid foundation for the project, which significantly reduces the chances of miscommunication or misaligned expectations later on. This clarity upfront helps to avoid unnecessary complications and ensures smoother execution throughout the project life cycle. Why do you absolutely need a kickoff meeting? The short answer? A kickoff meeting is non-negotiable. Without it, you risk entering the project with misaligned expectations, unclear goals, and potential confusion. A project kickoff meeting is a powerful tool to ensure that everyone involved is on the same page from the start, reducing the chances of confusion, scope creep, or project delays down the road. A well-planned project kickoff meeting agenda serves as a comprehensive roadmap for this crucial conversation, making it easier to manage projects from start to finish. It provides a clear structure for discussing the project's objectives, timeline, deliverables, and any risks or dependencies. Whether you're working with a small, agile team or handling a large, complex project with multiple stakeholders, this meeting is the first step toward project success. It ensures clarity from day one, giving your team the confidence and direction needed to execute the project effectively and with shared ownership. Types of kickoff meetings, which one suits your project? These meetings can take different shapes depending on the nature of your project and the stakeholders involved. While the core goal remains the same, aligning everyone on the project's direction, the structure and level of detail can vary. Let's break down the primary types of meetings and when to use each. 1. Internal project kickoff meeting. This is the simplest and most common type of meeting. It's designed to get your internal team fully aligned before diving into the project. The focus is on clarifying goals, assigning responsibilities, and setting expectations to ensure everyone is on the same page. When to use it? For projects that involve just your internal team, like launching a new product or website, or planning a usability test. How to prepare? Draft a project kickoff template outlining the scope, key milestones, and deliverables. Define SMART objectives to give your team a clear sense of success criteria. Share a timeline of important project phases and deadlines. Storing all project details in a shared platform ensures easy access and fosters transparency throughout the process. 2. Executive sponsor kickoff meeting. For high-stakes projects with executive sponsors, the meeting shifts from day-to-day tasks to strategic alignment. The objective here is to showcase the project's broader impact and gain buy-in from leadership. When to use it? For initiatives like creating a product roadmap, executing a company-wide marketing campaign, or deploying a large-scale software system. How to prepare? Develop a concise business case that ties the project to overarching company goals. Create a polished project roadmap to highlight major phases and outcomes. Present a well-defined purpose that communicates why this project matters. Keep the focus on the high-level vision rather than detailed milestones. Provide stakeholders with a follow-up summary for deeper insights after the meeting. 3. Client-facing kickoff meeting. When working with external clients, this meeting serves as a professional introduction and an opportunity to set expectations for the project. This meeting not only aligns teams but also establishes a foundation for collaboration. When to use it? For client-facing projects like managing marketing campaigns, planning events, or executing creative projects with agency involvement. How to prepare? Create a detailed project brief outlining deliverables and timelines. Establish a communication plan specifying how updates will be shared, example email, Slack. Prepare a presentation to introduce your team, clarify roles, and discuss collaboration protocols. Use this meeting to agree on review schedules, feedback loops, and communication styles, ensuring a smooth partnership throughout the project. 4. Agile kickoff meeting. Agile teams thrive on flexibility, but a meeting remains crucial for setting a strong foundation. Whether you're launching a new project or onboarding team members, this meeting ensures alignment before sprint planning begins. When to use it? For agile workflows where the focus is on continuous improvement, especially at the start of a significant project or when refreshing team dynamics. How to prepare? Define success criteria, clearly outlining what done means for your team. Set roles and responsibilities, particularly in Scrum environments. Plan a communication strategy, specifying tools and methods for updates. Unlike traditional kickoff meetings, agile kickoffs emphasize readiness for sprints and seamless collaboration over detailed project planning. Every project is unique, and so is its kickoff meeting. Whether you're briefing your internal team, presenting to leadership, or collaborating with a client, tailoring the meeting to its audience ensures a productive start. By identifying the type of meeting that fits your needs, you can pave the way for better communication, streamlined processes, and, ultimately, project success. 8 steps to host a successful project kickoff meeting. Planning and leading a project kickoff meeting is crucial for aligning your team and setting the stage for success. Whether it's a small internal initiative or a large-scale cross-functional project, these 8 steps will ensure your meeting hits the mark. 1. Lay the groundwork. Start by defining the meeting's purpose, invitees, and duration. Consider the type of project kickoff meeting you're hosting. Will it include external stakeholders, or is it focused on internal teams? Preparation is key to a productive session. Craft a detailed agenda, share it with attendees beforehand to help them come prepared. Include key topics like objectives, timelines, and milestones. Delegate tasks, assign a note taker and, for virtual meetings, plan to record the session for anyone unable to attend. Example agenda. Welcome and introductions. Project overview. Goals and milestones. Team roles and responsibilities. Q&A and next steps. 2. Break the ice. Kick off the meeting with introductions or a quick icebreaker. This is especially helpful if team members haven't worked together before. Consider a question like, "What's one professional achievement you're most proud of?" Example icebreaker. When launching a marketing campaign for a retail chain, the project manager asked each participant to share one creative campaign they admired, sparking engagement right from the start. Empower your project kickoff meetings with EMP Monitor. A successful project kickoff meeting lays the groundwork for smooth execution, but what happens once the meeting ends? Ensuring consistent progress and accountability throughout the project lifecycle is just as important. Enter EMP Monitor, the best project management solution designed to help teams collaborate effectively and stay aligned with project goals. Why use EMP Monitor for project management? EMP Monitor provides a suite of features tailored to simplify and optimize every aspect of project management. Task allocation and tracking. Assign tasks seamlessly to team members and monitor progress in real time, ensuring accountability and meeting deadlines. Centralized communication. Create a hub for collaboration where teams can access updates, share documents, and communicate effortlessly, minimizing miscommunication. Time and resource management. With EMP Monitor, you can track time spent on tasks and allocate resources effectively to prevent bottlenecks. Detailed insights and reports. Gain valuable insights into project performance through comprehensive analytics and reporting, allowing you to make data-driven decisions. Enhanced productivity. Keep distractions at bay and improve focus by monitoring workflows and optimizing team efficiency. Kanban board for visual task management. Stay organized with EMP Monitor's intuitive Kanban board, where you can visually manage tasks and workflows. The Kanban board lets you drag and drop tasks into columns such as to do, in progress, and completed, ensuring transparency and clarity for the entire team. How EMP Monitor fits into your project kickoff meeting. When integrated into your project workflow, EMP Monitor enhances the outcomes of your meetings by providing a centralized system to track and manage everything discussed. For example, after clarifying roles and responsibilities during the meeting, use EMP Monitor to assign tasks and deadlines to team members. Upload project timelines and documents so that all stakeholders can access them easily. Use its monitoring features to ensure tasks stay on schedule and identify potential delays early. By leveraging EMP Monitor, you bridge the gap between the enthusiasm of a successful kickoff meeting and the consistent execution required for project success. 3. Communicate the project's purpose. Why does this project matter? Highlight the objectives and their alignment with broader business goals. When everyone understands the purpose, they'll be more motivated and aligned. Example purpose. Our goal is to reduce customer churn by 15% this quarter by implementing a loyalty rewards program. 4. Introduce the project plan. Provide an overview of the project's structure. Instead of diving into every detail, focus on high-level information like timelines, milestones, and expected deliverables. Example project plan summary. For a product launch, the project plan included initial product concept validation by the second week of Q1. Marketing campaign launch by the end of Q1. Customer feedback review after 90 days of rollout. 5. Define the project scope. Establishing what's in and out of scope prevents misaligned expectations and scope creep. Make sure deliverables and boundaries are clearly documented. Example scope. In scope, designing the marketing strategy, executing promotional campaigns, and tracking results. Out of scope, customizing campaigns for every geographic region. 6. Clarify roles and responsibilities. Define who does what. This helps streamline communication and ensures accountability. For larger projects, consider creating a RACI chart, responsible, accountable, consulted, informed. Example team setup. Responsible, content lead. Accountable, marketing manager. Consulted, legal team. Informed, regional managers. 7. Centralize project communication. Avoid the chaos of scattered information by designating a single source of truth. A centralized system ensures the team can access project updates, timelines, and deliverables in real time. Example tool. Using a collaboration platform like a task management tool or cloud-based document storage helped a software development team reduce status update emails by 50%. 8. Wrap up with questions and next steps. Leave ample time for questions. Conclude the meeting by outlining immediate action items, assigning ownership, and clarifying how progress updates will be shared. Example next steps. Finalize the project's resource allocation by date. Share meeting notes and recordings with all attendees by EOD. Schedule a follow-up progress review in 2 weeks. With these 8 steps, your project kickoff meeting will set a strong foundation for collaboration and success. Tailor the structure based on the project's complexity and the stakeholders involved to maximize impact. Conclusion. A well-executed project kickoff meeting is crucial for ensuring alignment, clarity, and motivation within your team. By following the right steps from laying the groundwork to defining roles and responsibilities, you create a strong foundation for success. Tools like EMP Monitor can further enhance the process by offering features such as task tracking and team collaboration, ensuring smooth project management. With the right approach and tools, your team will be set up to handle any challenges and deliver exceptional results. A productive meeting will not only help set expectations but also pave the way for efficient execution throughout the project. FAQs. 1. What is the main goal of a kickoff meeting? A project kickoff meeting sets the tone for the project by aligning all stakeholders on the goals, timeline, and roles. It ensures everyone is on the same page, preventing miscommunication and setting expectations for the project's execution. 2. How to start a kickoff meeting? To start a successful kickoff meeting, begin by welcoming the participants, introducing everyone, and setting a positive tone. Follow up with an icebreaker to ease the group into the meeting, then dive into discussing the project's purpose, scope, and timeline. Clearly define roles and responsibilities and address any initial questions to get everyone aligned. 3. What are the common mistakes to avoid during a project kickoff meeting? Common mistakes include lacking clarity on the project's goals, not involving the right stakeholders, neglecting to set realistic timelines, and not addressing potential risks. Make sure all key players are involved and that expectations are clear.